Welcome. This is an audio recording of the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth. I'm Jim Falk, President of the Council. The Council is a nonprofit membership organization dedicated to engaging the public in an exploration of global issues and foreign affairs, and we produce over 80 public events each year. To learn more about us or to become a member, visit dfwworld.org. This podcast is made possible through the generous support of Haynes & Boone, LLP. We hope you enjoy it.
North Africa is not what it appears to be. There is no democratic rising. There are some guys talking about democracy. In Egypt, we have seen a military coup imposing a junta. And they may hold elections or not. There may be another uprising, but I don't know where it comes from. Because in Egypt, the thing you want to see, which you saw in 1979 in Iran, was that the shopkeepers and the workers went out there. And the army split. And that's how Khomeini came to power. Well, that didn't happen in Egypt. Didn't come close to it. In Tunisia, it's an old family feud. In Iraq, in Libya, it's basically a tribal battle. Why now? Because all of these countries have really old men who are very sick. And they all had it at the same time, and everybody was worried about the future of hope. Then you get to the Persian Gulf, which is a very different situation, and a much more serious one. The United States is in the process of withdrawing from Iraq. We now have 50,000 troops there. They are not combat capable, either in their specialties or in your deployment. My son's in the Air Force, he's a very nice guy, and they're considering sending him to train. He's in Space Command, they don't have any satellites. I have no idea what he's supposed to train on. But he certainly would feign that somebody shot at him. We don't have a force. Now, for Iran, this is a golden moment. This is the dream that predates the Islamic Republic, but goes back to the Shah, of being the dominant force in the Middle East, in the Persian Gulf. Remember this, without the United States there, or without a foreign power in there, the Iranian military is the largest and most effective military force in the region, in the Persian Gulf region. No combination of military force can block the Persians, the Iranians, if the United States leaves. The Iraqis are acutely aware of this fact, which is why Maliki is operating a government that is increasingly pro-Iranian, which is why Muqtadir al-Sadr was reinserted into Iraq. Just prep the stage. We leave, Iran dominates Iraq. And Iraq is the most strategic country in the Middle East. It borders Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, Syria, Turkey, Iran, obviously. If Iraq is dominated by the Iranians, they can reach out and touch anyone. And the most interesting people they want to touch are the Saudis. The Saudis became a power in the region because the British made them a power. And then the Americans supported that power. The Iranian position is, this is an unnatural condition in the Persian Gulf. We're a country of 80 million. We are the dominant power. We should hold this position. And the only reason that the Iranians don't hold this position is foreigners, the British and the Americans, blocked us. This was not just Khomeini's position. This was also the Shah's position.
For more information about the World Affairs Council of Dallas-Fort Worth, visit them on the web at www.dfwworld.org.